And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I also like this. You know that when David wins, what did he say in verse 47? And will give you into our hands. Notice he did not say he's going to give you into my hands. He said our hands. Even when David is the only one willing, he's the only one going out, he's the only one that's actually doing this work, he still allows everybody else to share in the credit and the glory and say, hey, this is our victory. He's delivering you into our hands and we are winning the battle. He is a team player. He's not going to get up and say, look what I did for you guys and look how great I am and I was the only one willing. He said, hey, God delivered us, deliver you into our hands. He's willing to share the credit and share the glory and share the honor with the people that are with him. And obviously, look, even though David does this, you have to be honest. If there wasn't this army, the Philistines would just march through the land and destroyed everybody. So even if the army's not accomplishing what you think they're accomplishing, they're still holding them off, aren't they? They're still stopping Goliath and his armies from just marching through the land and just wrecking havoc through the land. So you have to be honest, hey, even though they were not willing to fight, even though they were scared, even though they weren't doing what they should have done, they still were being used by God, and they were still holding off Goliath for enough time for David to come in there. So again, we don't want to ever get this attitude of thinking like, look what I did, I'm so great, I was the only one used. No, they needed everybody. Everybody needs everybody else, and we all need God, and we should not lift ourselves up and think of how special we are. It's about God's glory, and it's about what God is going to do for us.